This is Bruno from the Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. The podcast that you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com.
Here at the Professional Casual Network, there are three things we love: gaming, providing quality content, and our beloved patrons.
Starting this holiday season, we're excited to be providing our patrons with bonus content, including NPCs and monsters you can include in your very own games.
Patrons at the $5 tier and up can look forward to fresh, original NPCs and monsters made by one of our own PCN cast members. This bonus content will be usable with the Pathfinder or WFRP systems. Check out patreon.com/professionalcasual for more information.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. Check out teespring.com/store/professionalcasual for fresh new swag. A huge shout out to our sponsor, BeardedDragonGames.online. Pick up all your local game store goodness from Magic the Gathering, Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, or WFRP 4th Edition, as well as terrain, paints, board games, comics, and more. Make sure to use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for free domestic shipping, or PCME10 for 10% off your total order at BeardedDragonGames.online. Also, a special thanks to Built Bar for sponsoring the show. To get 10% off your order and to help support the show, use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout or use the link in the show notes.
Welcome to A Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure, Episode 2. After 100, I tricked everybody.
Whoa, you got us, man.
I'm a genius.
Wow. People for a second were like, wait, I went back 100 episodes.
I didn't understand it.
This is a perfect starting off point to Good Papa.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely start at episode 102.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why not?
Not in the middle of a story or anything. It's fine.
No, it's not.
They'll figure it out. Ben's doing a great job. Yeah. He's figuring it out. So
the way I kind of handled being dropped into the middle of the thing is to just make a character that doesn't give a shit about any of it.
That is the perfect tactic.
That works. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's a great idea.
And that's very like true to the Warhammer world. Mm-hmm. You know,
I got my own thing going. Look, I'm a busy man myth. I got a lot of shit going on.
I'm kind of still super rude that Mina didn't want to fight Mammoth, even though he asked her.
I'll be honest, I didn't have an exit strategy for that engagement. It seemed like the sort of thing that he would do. He'd be like, my blood is boiling. I was fighting a second ago. Where's the nearest fighting unit?
Oh, you were asking Mina to fight? I thought you were like saying, do you want to kill the ogre instead?
No, I want to fucking fight.
Yeah.
I'm not done fighting.
No, I was thinking that it was going to be a spar to the death.
Hmm. Yes. Yeah. A very serious spar. And I don't think I would have pulled my axes at all. Like, it would have been lethal damage.
I think normally I would probably like put money on Mina in that case because she's got magic stuff.
I wouldn't.
But at the point in that fight, I don't think Mammoth had been hurt and Mina's at like a couple wounds. Are you?
Also, I haven't even unveiled my secret weapon yet.
That's true. You
have a secret weapon?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I should know about this.
No.
What?
I don't know what it is, but you don't need to know.
Illusion!
Oh, it's actually a real war deck. Not like my actual real war deck that has...
Yours is kind of a knockoff, yeah.
Yeah.
Ben's is capital W, capital D war deck.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. TM. Uh-huh.
If you look really close, you can see the brush strokes aren't very masterful, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to collude with the players... Become a patron.
Collude with
join the Discord.
There's actually a Discord channel specifically to collude with just the players and not Dan.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I don't have access to.
Yes.
I always forget about it because I don't have access to it.
That's true.
But check it out. Patreon.com/professionalcasual or sub at Twitch. Twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork. And that also gets you access to the Discord for what? At least 2 months?
Yeah. Yes. Accurate.
I didn't mean to like throw you a
no, I just
for
I
a loop there.
Didn't understand the context at first. I got righted around.
Hey.
Like you did by reading the War Duck talent.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I took. Now that we're on the same page there, super cool.
Did you make up a talent?
How convinced that this talent does not exist?
Not by those words.
Like it was never like there's no talent associated with it. You've been banking on it for 10 plus episodes that no one would call your bullshit. Just made up a talent.
That's the thing, is it's a real thing, but Dan just doesn't believe me anyway. It's right in there. I trained him for war.
Now he's right, quiet. To get rid of the skittish condition.
Once for again, loud that's noises. Not how it works. But
moving also, on.
Anyway.
This is starting to become like Chuck's wife.
Lovely.
A dead horse.
But episodes a week early.
I don't disagree.
NPCs for WFRP and Pathfinder 2nd Edition and the Discord monthly meetups with Danny. There's a whole bunch of stuff there. The video for all of our podcasts.
Yeah.
Bonus features.
Extra I currently podcasts. Have a mustache, but no beard. You can check that out.
Whoa.
Hey.
It's pretty cool.
Looks atrocious. Either. You're welcome.
You can also sign up for the Discord by mailing $10 to P.O. Box G. West Oneonta, New York, 13861.
You're making so much work for yourself. I'm going to do that.
Wait, no, please no.
It's just going to be a $10 bill. Like, you have no idea who it's from.
No, I'm going to send you 10 $1 checks. They're all going to be from different banks.
Oh, my $1 God. Checks.
That is the only thing that makes, like, the mobile deposit more annoying than actually going to the bank is trying to scan 10 checks from the bank.
I'm gonna pay one of my friends back for something like that one of these days.
Hell yeah.
I just love that it's not, I thought you were gonna say 10 $1 bills, but 10 $1 checks.
All from different banks.
Is that worth it for you to have to fill all that out, that like write out those checks?
The value of a prank is priceless.
Yeah.
Fair.
Okay. Priceless plus $10.
My limit's usually $20. $20 is worth a good joke.
Yeah.
Like fluorescent pink and purple truck nuts and zip ties.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
For the truck nuts. Mm-hmm. If you got to, you know.
Yes, that's what the zip
ties were. Cording them off for some CBT.
Yeah. Yep, the zip ties were definitely for the truck nuts. Nothing sketchy there.
King or, shame? Jesus. I thought you were better than this.
Or you can call us.
That's true.
603-803-3235.
Yeah.
Call us.
Good job, JP. Oh, that was the end point. I mean, it could be whatever you want.
Yeah, it could really. Be a bow.
Just needs a little something at the end.
Boop. Just a little chef's kiss.
No, it's not a boat. That dead ogre, because it's a dead ogre.
Well, it could be.
Just if we tried hard enough.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, God. No, please. No.
Good surface area.
Oh, all right. Lucky rolls up his sleeves and goes over to Big Nora real quick.
I was going
to
say, Lucky, do you have a wet bag big enough for this?
I don't.
Ah. Mm.
What if we could turn it into a new wet bag that is big enough for other ogres?
The new Imperial Zoo book does have rules for like forging parts off of creatures.
Nice.
I don't think ogres are one of them specified, but...
Huh.
Just take his bladder.
Yeah.
His bladder's your new wet bag.
No, you stabbed that.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Mina!
You'll know how I get when I just get the shish kebab thing. I cannot help myself.
You do get a little stabby. Anyway, Nori.
Oh, yeah.
Couple things.
Okay.
First off, what's in the coach?
Oh, that's the lady's coach.
Gotcha.
So what her and the skinny guy Manling would stay in.
Right. Is that the same coach that Bruno saw when we left Altdorf?
No.
Oh, it's not. It's a different coach.
Oh.
Bruno, do you want to steal this coach now?
We could.
We have a coach now.
Yes, we have a coach now.
I'm going to cross out that long-term ambition now. Sweet.
I didn't think of that.
I was super excited when the episode ended.
This is fantastic. Best day ever.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Second question. Why do they call you Big Nori?
I feel like that's a little personal. You just met. You tried to kill me.
I didn't try to kill you.
Well, not you, but your people. Yes,
look at my shield. Would you like your axe back where you threw it at me?
Sorry, just, you know.
I understand you were doing your job.
Professional demeanor.
I'll tell you why they call me Jerry.
Is there another fight starting over there?
No.
Almost.
All right. No, they call me Big Nori just because, you know, big for a dwarf. Mainly think they're funny with these.
Oh, it's one of those. Yeah, people are stupid.
I'm sorry.
And Nori's
sushi.
Awful.
I don't mind it anymore because it, you know, some. Seaweed.
Well, it's who you are.
Well, when it was me and Fuzgrethi, it was kind of funny for a while because people would say, oh, it's Big Nori and Fuzgrethi. And everybody would assume that he wasn't Big Nori. Oh, but it was me.
I actually really like that. It's kind of, yeah. You say Fuzz or Fug?
Fuzgrethi.
Fuzgrethi.
Yeah.
Like with and I look at Bruno with Z's or
I don't know. I don't know my letters.
Oh,
that's what he said. His name was Fuzgrethi.
Fuzgrethi.
He was Fuzgrethi Keg Gobbler.
Keg Gobbler.
Yeah, that's he could awesome put away man. So much ale.
He would eat the kegs.
Not like usually. After he drank it.
Wow.
Yeah. If he got too drunk, he might take a few bites out of it to get the last bit of taste from the inside of the keg, but not usually.
All right, cool. Well, you know, best of luck, and I'm sorry you lost your friend. That really sucks.
Well, yeah, it does. But like I said, it's part of the profession. You know, being a bounty hunter is not always safe. Rarely safe, what am I saying?
Where are you headed next?
Where are we now? Probably over to, what's the name of it? I keep wanting to say Delbert's. Oh, well, to, Diesdorf or maybe up to Altdorf. Not sure.
I mean, so I'm not, you know, just if you happen to not, you know, have a job anymore and you wanted one, we have two different particular options that you might be interested in. And we do pay.
What, you're willing to hire me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell them about the pie shop down in your town there.
I will say, normally, I'm a pretty good bodyguard. You can't, you know.
I mean, you look like a great bodyguard.
Crazy pistol shots notwithstanding, I've got a good record.
I really like hucking stuff, and I saw how you hucked that axe at Mina, and it was, like, super cool.
Yeah, I can't believe she got that shield up in time.
Yeah,
Well done.
Thank you.
A couple things. We just lost somebody that was on our boat that kind of like, you know, bodyguarded our not hunger. So you could kind of fill in that role potentially or we are starting a resistance against the nobles in Wittgendorf. And I'll give you a couple bucks to go down there and help the resistance.
How much is a couple? Couple of what? Carls?
Couple Carls. We have how many? We just have the one.
You have the one. You would know that's like shorthand for gold.
I would go to. I give her one of those rings. I was like, this is actually kind of like double, triple Carl's, quadruple.
All right. Yeah. Where am I going?
So you're going to go on the boat with us, defend us, right?
Okay.
You'll be our bodyguard for a little bit. How long were you with Atelka?
Let's see. She hired me in Fuzgrethi in Kemperbad not too long ago. Well, a couple of weeks. We went to some weird place.
Oh, the up Devil's in the forest. Bowl?
Is that what? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you say that ghost?
Name. Yeah. Tucker did not like that.
Yeah, we heard.
She's horrible.
Yeah.
Was horrible.
But yeah, if you want to accompany us for a little bit, kind of be a little bodyguard action and then help us, you know, kill some nobles. I think that right there should be way more than enough to buy your time for a month or two.
All right. Well, as long as the axe wielding bearded manling understands that we're at a truce here. Sure. Yeah. For a couple of Carls, I'll do that.
Sweet.
All right. Okay. Friends, Big Nori here said that there were more goblins. So what time of day is it right now?
I think it's late in the day. I think you got here like at twilight.
Okay, so they will be coming back probably. So we should be ready for that. Lucky Dr. Jerry, the ogre, when he swept me with his club and then stomped on me like a cockroach, it hurts my body. Would you mind helping to repair my body a little bit?
Use some of that perfume.
Can you do doctor work on me?
Yeah, Absolutely.
If I really stink so bad, I will put perfume on.
No, it's not that, Mina. So he crunched you up real good, right?
I just want to say, if I stink so bad, then imagine all the crumbs that get in all of Bruno's folds. Like, he smells like festering cesspool of yeast.
That's part of his charm, Mina.
So is my stinkiness.
No, it's not.
It's just mildew.
I was just hoping that the perfume would, like, get into the wounds and make it owie.
So once again.
Are you my new Lucky? Now that Lucky and Mina are friends, now you hate me too?
He's not wrong.
You gotta keep party balance.
As a disinfectant, there's alcohol in the perfume. I come from...
You'll know I don't like alcohol.
Right, but I'm not making you drink it.
I don't like alcohol.
Mina doesn't drink.
I know, Big Nori's saying that.
Oh, sorry. No, it's a family thing. It's, you know, personal preference.
It makes her real bloated and gassy. And then it smells like swamp bass and swamp gas.
Oh.
But...
it's so bad.
Anyway, yeah, I'll lick my fingers and stick it right in that wound, spread her out, clean her out, patch her up.
So while you were talking about that, I was looking up, rereading stuff about Big Nori. I'd forgotten, but she's called Big Nori because she's 5'2".
Whoa, she's huge. She's
taller than Bruno.
That is funny.
She's very tall for a dwarf.
She's not the tallest dwarf we've had on this network, though. Gertie is 5'3".
Whoa.
Right.
I didn't realize I forgot he was that big.
Oh, he's a big guy. Anyway. I've rolled a 14 on my heel check for Meaner.
Oh,
so we're going to go ahead and get you a 7.
Okay.
Does that do?
Thank you.
Pretty sweet.
Lucky doctor.
7? Oh, your intelligence. Wait.
Oh, whoa, no. Yeah, you're right. It's more than that. Yeah, my heel is... I have one rank in heel. Yeah. Yeah, 7. Oh. 3 success levels plus 4.
Your heel was a lot higher than that.
No, you're thinking of trade cook on Gertie.
No, probably not.
Oh, okay.
Here's the good news. I am almost up to full.
Sweet.
Oh, it's at 7.
Do you want me to spritz a little bit of perfume in there as the disinfectant? Not to make you smell better.
I mean, if you think it is the best thing to do, I will, you know, defer to your wisdom.
Very legitimately, a lot of perfumes are made with like flowers and herbs and alcohol, which works as a disinfectant, plus makes things smell better.
Okay.
And it's the same herbs. Normally, that's like in a primavera. And I'll just squirt a little bit on there.
The burn means it's working.
Mina, make a cool test. Challenging.
Minus 1 success level.
It stings so bad you can't help but be like, ah, and you like punch Lucky in the shoulder.
Wow! Mina, what the hell?
It stings so bad.
I literally said I was gonna do that.
It hurts so bad.
Are you sure you're not gonna fight again?
Oh my god, Lucky.
You have to tell me if we're fighting now.
No.
Not so for real. It just stings really bad.
Nori like sidles up to Bruno and she's like, are they always like this?
No, she never struck me before.
Lucky, I mean, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
They've got a like love-hate relationship.
That's not true.
So like, why are you guys here? Did you want to get in this stupid tower too?
Yeah.
I'm here to stop Atelka.
Well, you did that.
Yes.
She's right there and she's just bleeding out.
Good.
Well, she's probably done bleeding out by now. It's been a little while.
But yes, we need to see what's in this tower. We have the key. The last key.
You have a key?
Yes.
For what? I mean, we made a hole in the wall.
Yeah, we don't need that. We have more finesse. Because it's magic door that leads to the downstairs.
Oh, yeah. The lady was trying to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't quite get through. Vizgrethi was getting close, I think. Maybe. I'm not an engineer.
I need some Atelka hair.
Some Atelka hair?
Yeah.
Okay. You and got some, 4 daggers. You could.
And some Ernst hair.
Okay.
And maybe more.
So weird. You take some Fuzgrethi hair?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I take his mustache. Does he have one of those awesome ogre mustaches?
Oh, absolutely.
No one knows now.
But
heads in the river.
Oh, right.
I mean, he's got hair elsewhere.
Yeah. Where are you getting that other hair from, bud?
Hey, I'm going to take some pubes.
Yeah, it's an embarrassment of riches down there.
Ooh.
All right. Atelka hair.
Can I check out their coach real quick?
Sure.
Before we head into the tower?
Yeah, it's pretty ostentatious as you would expect from Atelka with all the gaudy, fancy stuff she's had. This is not really any different.
Oh, God. Imagine.
Smells.
How many?
Very nice.
Imagine how many of your cousins could be fed on the finery of this coach.
Fed where?
You're not kidding.
Is that the chuck wagon?
Like, it is so frustrating to me that she had all this wealth and she could have done so many wonderful humanitarian things and she chose to have nice smelling pillows in a coach.
Yeah.
I don't get any like Sixth Sense vibes off of any of this perfume, do I?
Sixth Sense vibes? What do you mean?
You know, sometimes you are like, hey, well, your Sixth Sense, you see things.
Yeah, does he notice anything odd?
Do you have the Sixth Sense talent?
Have you required me to have that before when you've asked that question?
Does it smell like Bruce Willis is the question.
Do you have the Sixth Sense talent or the detect artifact?
No.
Does your duck?
Yes.
I believe it's listed under the war duck entry.
Yeah, it's part of it. It's like the second paragraph. No, I thought you said like once I get, you know, arcane whatever, like I could like see winds and stuff.
You can see the winds of magic, yeah.
Are there any winds of magic coming off this perfume?
No.
Oh, okay, sweet.
Well, Big Nori, where's the kitchen around here? Who's the lead cook? Where's
we got rations?
Yeah. Where are those?
You don't have your own rations?
I'm asking you where you're keeping those. We're paying you.
They're in the lady's tent. She kept them all because she didn't want the ogre to go overboard.
Dump over there.
The smaller tent.
Oh. Right there. How long have you guys been here? You're pitching tents or stuff? She starts to
count on her fingers and she's like, a week, less than a week, I think.
Wait, really? You guys have just been camping out here trying to get inside that? Or
well, yeah, it took Fuzgrethi a couple of days to bash through the wall, the outer wall.
Wow. All right.
He's been trying to break through that floor.
I'm also sad about all those other dwarves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was a unfortunate thing. I tried to argue for her to just let him go, but she didn't want people spreading the word.
Yeah,
I guess. Matt, she told me they were squatters. I didn't totally believe her, but
here's you had no reason to disbelieve her at the same time. I understand. Yeah.
Here's the good news. You're definitely working for employers now that have never lied to anybody. So you're pretty much in a great spot.
So what do you want to get? What is so important about this place? Is it not just a signal tower?
No, it's actually a lot more than that.
There's some weird dead things inside.
Yes,
there were. I believe
it is a beacon of chaos.
So
that's weird.
Yeah, we're here to stop the, you know, the icky things that go whoa in the night.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Angels.
That was
angles.
Yep. Show me your angels.
It's the one.
So we're going to go inside. Now that we have a special key, we can find out what, they were all hiding in this actually old observatory.
Observatory? It's a signal tower.
Yes. That is what it is now.
Both.
It used to be a different one.
Okay.
So, all right, bodyguard, let's go.
Before we go in, I'll kind of fill her in on like the whole like Dagmar thing with like the he took something from the Devil's Bowl to Lucky's hometown and blah 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 to like hand wave, you know, the last 30 episodes.
Okay.
Should we send her back to the boat to tell Carl we're okay?
Nah. I think Carl knows what's up.
I mean, Carl heard gunshots, I'm sure he knows.
He's been watching from the tower.
Yo,
I forgot what we call it.
Crow's Nest.
Crow's Nest.
Crow's Nest is the cabin.
Yeah.
He's been watching from like the actual
Crow's Nest.
He's
been watching from the poop deck.
Ah.
Even higher up.
Because that's where you poop off of.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Anyway, Mammoth was over by the river. I'll go grab him quick, too.
All right. So everybody heads inside.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nori's like, I got to find out what's down below there.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why we're here, too.
So you're going to come over and get me then?
Yeah. Hey, Mammoth. First off, here you go.
When you come up to me, I have both my arms right past the elbow submerged into the water, and although I looked manic while I was fighting, now I just kind of have a 1,000-yard stare of sorts.
Oh, Mammoth, I think you already killed him when you decapitated him. Yeah, I don't think you need to drown him, too.
No, I hold my arms up and I just need the heat to go somewhere. And no one would fight me.
Oh, you get the hot hands. Ooh. Yeah, I get that. I've seen Mina actually have that before. She gets like,
whoa. I know. I saw.
Yeah. So anyway, here's your prize purse. And I hand you one of the earrings.
I don't understand.
So
what is this for?
Oh, you know how like when you win like a fight, sometimes like there's like a prize. Maybe.
This is for killing the ogre?
Yeah.
I clamp my hand over your shoulder and I say, I want you to pay close attention.
Okay.
And I turn around and I chuck the earring as far as I can into the water.
Oh, for my man.
Huh. I mean, some people say the river is God's sewer.
And I turn back to him and I say, time was I would fight and kill for money. Now I fight and kill. So you give me more monsters to fight and kill.
Oh.
Do you understand?
Yep. Consider it and noted.
I heard goblins. I heard the word.
Not only that, consider yourself, getting a Christmas bonus. Because the last time we went inside of the Signal Tower, there was a whole bunch of undead. And like a ghoul and a very forgetful one that like forgot it had teeth. And there's probably something even worse under.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Don't play with my emotions.
I don't know if you have those to play with. So there's definitely a lot of probably super cool undead stuff. We killed a whole bunch of them in there before. But I think.
Well, then show the way.
Oh, also, that dwarf lady that surrendered, we're paying her now. She's our new cook guard.
I don't care. She already surrendered.
Okay, cool. All right.
Does she want another round?
No, I think she was actually expressly not looking for that. Also,
I'm going to fight your.
She's not even really.
I'm going to fight your warrior at some point.
Oh, yeah, I have conflicting feelings about that.
This is what will happen.
What's that?
Ready a headstone for one of us.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
This is the greatest honor I can show her.
Carl's thrown most of his rocks, so I don't know what we'll make it out of, but listen, we'll figure it out.
Wood.
Okay. Oh,
yeah, we have a whole bunch of wood. Are you cool?
When the monsters run out, that is when we will decide.
That was a terrifying noise. I don't like that at all. Like, I'm actually super not cool with that. So, yeah, let's head back to the rest of the people.
Before you
head to the way.
Tower, Big Nori goes up to Lucky and she says, can you do what you did to, was it Mina? Those axes hurt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I cut her forehead. That's what you meant, right? Okay, I'll make a heal check.
And I only hit her the one time.
38. Player don't hate. That's one success level. So for a total of 5.
Okay.
She has some wounds back.
Quick aside. Are we, after that whole earring in the river thing, are we splitting the gold money?
That's what? What do you mean?
Gold money?
Yeah.
You guys found gold?
Purse in there. I have this whole purse from Ernst.
Oh,
yes. Oh. It took me a few minutes to count it, but it's got 33 gold in it.
33 gold. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, don't pay Mammoth. He really doesn't like it. Like a lot. So I guess we just split it between us. Good idea, Mina.
All right.
Yes. I love the look on Ben's face. Bruno, what did Atelka have on her?
She had perfumes, like a whole suitcase full of perfumes.
Yeah, I sprayed one on your wounds, remember?
I do, and then I punched you.
It still hurts.
I'm sorry.
She had a whole
punch.
She had a whole bunch of like rings and things.
Oh yeah, Mammoth threw one in the river.
Why would you do that?
Obviously, he's trying to make a pilgrimage or whatever to Renald. I'm pretty certain that's where you throw that stuff.
No,
Manad.
I was explaining something to you.
No, listen, I was
lying. And you told me you understood.
I did. I was lying to them.
Oh.
It's kind of like, it's not lying.
Go on then.
It's like a joke.
Very good. Very well.
So yeah, so 33, listen, I'm not greedy. I only take the 10 and you can have the remainder, right? That sounds fair.
Sure.
Cool. And Bruno, what was in her super heavy coin purse? I heard it jangling around like there was a bunch of rocks in there. Was it rocks?
Just, yeah, there's some golds in there. Some gold crowns.
Oh, wow. A few carls, eh?
Yeah.
How many?
Carls.
You know, if I was super numerate, I would say there's about 60.
Wow.
Wait, really? That's like a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. It could buy so many guns, like 15 guns.
You are super numerate. Yeah. You knew how many guns you would buy kind of like right away.
I mean, or it could buy 347 pies.
Wow.
Yeah. You are incredibly numerate.
Yep.
There's a price break around 200.
Oh, yeah. Did you factor in bulk purchasing?
Yeah. I mean.
So that's what? 20 a piece?
That's how it works with weasel pelts anyway.
Yeah. So we each get 30.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot.
A lot of money.
Should make sure Carl gets some, too.
Yeah, we'll give him boat some fund. On the boat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the boat fund. All right. Let's crack this puppy wide open. Oh, there's a hole in the side.
I guess we don't have to use that secret door.
Yeah.
Yeah, right where that secret door has been bashed to pieces.
It's been bashed in?
Hey.
Bashed in.
That's pretty funny.
Bash that door into pieces. That was my last resort.
And you see now that there are like lanterns set up on some like looks like people made sconces or set up like little tripods to hold up lanterns to see in here. And that weird thing you had to have two people move out of the way at once has been like broken and dismantled. So there's just a doorway right into that center room where you didn't have enough keys before.
But now,
oh, sorry, guys, I forgot. That thing that Atelka had, that black rod, I point Griggs at it. Oh, I assumed it would.
Did you like hold it out and hold?
No, I just pointed. I don't have it. Someone
I
else
have
has
the
it.
Rod.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just point Griggs at it. Okay. Cool. I figured that would have been something magical,
it
but
must have been
but
trash.
It's not.
Maybe he's shy.
Maybe it was like a fire poker. Oh, maybe she was like, oh,
really do you think that maybe all the gunshot might have frightened him and now he doesn't want the quack?
I guess. No, I've actually trained him explicitly to not be worried about that.
Is that the case?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mainly because
for situations just such as to minimize the misunderstandings.
Yes. Yep. No.
You really are a learned man.
So some of my animal companions have flown away before. We had this bitch named Dumpling that just like would open my crow's nest.
Oh, were you too? Were you too clingy?
Yes. That is how I would describe it. I locked it up like I've always been taught. You love something, you lock it up and never let it leave. And then she opened the door and it flew out. And I haven't seen him again. So
they shouldn't have opened the door.
Right. That's what I said, Mammoth. I like this guy. Anyway, let's put all these stupid keys in these.
I mean,
walls.
That's cruelty to animals 101.
Right. Right.
All
right.
So I need everybody to show me where they're going to be in that central room that
no, thanks.
Inside the donut hole as you insert the keys into those spots in the floor.
Can you explain to me the geometry of this location? I can't tell what is a wall and what is not.
The dark black lines are walls. So there is a doorway actually right to the north of where your token is right now.
Right.
And in the floor, on the most inside, there is a small hole at each point of this star.
And we had all of them. Last time we were here, we had a key for each spot, except for one. And that's the key that we found in the backpack in the Devil's Bowl.
Mm-hmm. So is there a keyhole like at each point on the star? Okay.
So you've all been here before then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I need one more person.
Remember, that's how I knew that there was, all the weird undead stuff inside.
Oh, maybe your duck could turn the last key.
Big Nori.
Hmm?
Do you want to... There's like a little... just throw this in that hole over there. Just mash it in there real good. If it doesn't fit, spit on it first.
All right. She sticks it in, and in the very center of the room, this like thick metal trapdoor thing just goes whoosh, and like opens up down into darkness.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
That this halt is done.
That was real. Yeah, that's really thick. No wonder Fizzagrassy couldn't.
Goblins, come on out. Huh? I'm shouting down the hole.
No, I don't think they're down there. I think they're outside and they'll come up from behind us.
It like kind of echoes a very tiny bit, you shouting down in there.
Can we take a lantern from one of the sconces and like lower it down into the hole a little bit?
Yeah, sure. That's a good idea.
Lower it down. And like, how do you lower it down? Like,
does anybody have some rope?
I have a tiny bit, but it's already in use.
Mm.
We need like stretch arms, strong arms.
Well, that's ridiculous. Just give me a gold instead.
You'll chuck it in there. Let's light a gold on fire.
Is there a ladder or anything in this hole, or is it just a hole that goes down?
Just seems to be a hole that goes down.
Huh.
I'm gonna. Is there like rubble around that I can just throw one in and listen for how deep it is?
Yeah, because Fuzzgrethy had been trying to break his way through, so there's a little bit of rubble.
All right. Then I'll throw a little bit of rubble in there.
How deep does it
sound?
If it's more than 6 feet deep, I'm not going to die today.
Yeah, there's probably an explosion after you drop a pebble down it.
It doesn't fall super far. It falls about as far as you'd expect for like a story. It's like 10 feet.
Oh, that's actually not bad at all.
See you down there. I jump in.
Wait, no, man.
Oh, my God, he's dead.
Oh, God.
Everybody's look of terror there. Fantastic.
Everyone has to learn, unfortunately, sometime.
All right, I'm going to have you make an average athletics test here.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
We just watched him kill himself.
That's 6 success levels. I rolled an 8.
You do a superhero landing, like, boom, totally fine, except it's almost pitch black down here. There's a little light coming from the lanterns above. Make a easy perception test once you...
I've got great news. It's horrifying down here.
Hey, did you see that? He's alive!
That is insane.
So that face you made when you rolled it, I was like, oh, he must have barely made it. 6 success levels.
What does this thing?
Easy is plus 40.
Plus 40 perception?
Yeah.
1 success level.
All right, you see in the tiny bit of light coming from above, you see the shape of a ladder on the floor.
Oh, easy enough then. Does anyone else want to jump?
No, thank you.
All right. I'll go and get the ladder and lean it up and let everyone else
come
down. If
you tell me to hold Griggs above my head and to just float down there, no. I'm not going to do it. I've tried it twice, and neither time in either dream worked.
No, I was going to say you should let Griggs fly so he can be majestic.
I had an incredible opportunity to let him do that. And it was striking down.
And it wasn't me.
From the sky.
Yeah, Dan, how does that feel to not be the one ruining people's hopes and dreams?
Honestly, it's kind of weird.
For once.
Anywho, honestly, it's a little bit difficult to walk down a ladder. Look at me. to climb down a ladder with a duck in my arm. So I will, Mammoth, I'm going to throw Griggs down. So you don't have to catch him or anything. Just don't, like hit him out of the air like it's a...
No, he and I have an understanding.
Oh, great. All right, buddy, you're going to be fine. Whoop.
All right.
I haven't been able to jump in years, so...
Yeah, we're going to let Bruno go down last.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Honestly, he could probably just stay up there.
I was kind of like, yeah, do we want to go back up? I'll let Mina go next.
Yeah, I'll go. I have the lantern.
Okay. Climb down the ladder.
What do you see down there?
Horrors.
Oh, Griggs, you can come back up.
I see a table.
So down here you see it looks kind of similar to the floor above, where it's like stone flooring. In this room there's like a mosaic on the floor that looks almost like a stylized sun or something. Not really sure exactly. And there is a large desk in the center of this room that has a couple books on it. And you see basically surrounded by doors. It's a hexagonal room, I should say, as well. Hexagonal. All right. It's a hexagon.
Oh.
You next, Nori.
Okay. Nori climbs down, no problem.
Whoa. What's going on with these books?
What is this place?
Oh, there's books?
I'm picking up a book and seeing if I can read it.
There's books.
Do you have read write?
No. I suppose I don't.
You can look.
Would I recognize what language it is, though? I'm honestly just not sure how read-write works in this.
Oh, it's like a huge deal. It's so stupid. Yep. You have to spend a whole bunch of experience and time learning to read-write.
Doctor, found some bricks for you.
I'm on my way. And I fly down
the Do you need me to push you in?
No. Nope. Just give me a second.
Okay.
And I'll climb down the ladder.
Is Bruno going down the ladder?
Yeah, there wasn't a kitchen on this floor, right? No.
No.
All right. Yeah, I'll go down.
All right. The ladder, like, sags and creaks as you go down quite a bit.
Is this ladder, like, safe? Like, I'm, like, kind of bouncing a lot on this thing.
Yeah, I would just get down as quickly as possible and using as little force as you possibly can.
And he is going last coming up, yeah?
Yeah.
I could get him down quicker.
Yeah. No, that's fine. All right, so I'll take a look at this book.
All right, so there are three books on the table.
Oh.
Which one do you pick up first?
Charmander.
First, second, or third?
It took me a moment.
Charmander is the third one on the table, right? So you pick up the third book.
No, Charmander is
that first. Is written in Reichspiel, and it says the Journal of the Year 2405 by the hand of the wizard Dagmar von Wittgenstein.
Wow, a douchebag wrote this book.
Ooh, read us a passage from douchebag.
I turn to page 69. What does it say?
The book was open to a page.
Oh,
you could take a look at it. It's shared in the Discord.
Even better.
And so I, Dagmar von Wittgenstein, shall possess the largest piece of warpstone ever known outside the cursed city of Skavenblight. Skavenblight. And straight from the Chaos Moon itself, I shall become the most powerful wizard the Empire, nay, the world has ever known. At last, my years of research are about to be rewarded. Everything is prepared. Nothing has been overlooked. A team of it has like the two little like ants on both sides of a word.
Quotations.
Oh, quotations. Okay. A team of quotations experts has been hired for the expedition. A special lead lined. Oh wow. Special lead lined receptacle has been built to transport the meteorite, and they used a lot of big ones in a row.
He's very learned.
what even is this? And a magically reinforced chamber awaits in the castle. I leave for Kemperbad tomorrow.
In that one spot, that looks like he smooshed a bug.
It does.
On the word.
Or he dropped some like pie gravy or something on it. It's on most of Bruno's books. That makes sense.
Yeah. Pie gravy is just another punctuation mark.
Yeah.
Doctor, you're the one who reads. What kind of tracks does this have? Can you follow its scent?
This is so crazy. Like, what does he mean? Like, warpstone. What?
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Is that the thing?
I let that one go. I thought it was something you guys knew. I didn't want to seem unpopular.
Yeah,
because he brought something back in the box. We knew all that. That must be it.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Brunhild did say he called it the meteorite.
So
that they found this, and he killed
her. Yeah, meteorites made of warpstone.
Helps to power him. We should take this journal to show to Herman. This is like chaos stuff.
Oh my goodness.
You know.
This, well, he even says chaos moon, yes, I think.
This escalates the issue in Wittgendorf to like chaos.
Oh my God, you think he could send in an army? Does Herman, have an army he could send?
He might.
And it's in the castle. What? Wow. Oh, that's actually like a big deal.
Yes. Yes, this is evidence that we need.
You can't track it then? You don't...
No, we know where it is.
Like when an animal... when you want to see how long ago it left its scatty smell and taste it and be able to figure out how long ago this message happened.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, this is 108 years old. 107 years old, because this is the journal of the year 2405.
I pretend to lick it, and I say... It's like 104 to 110 years old, probably.
It's like 6 mammoths.
Yeah, probably.
5 mammoths?
I'm not super numerate, man. I don't know.
Okay, wonderful. Is there anything else of importance in this journal?
Oh, I flap it. See if anything falls out.
No, but there are two other books on the table here.
I'm pretty much spent at this point. It's all you, bud.
I can also read.
So the first book you can read, The Astronomical Records, Being a Guide of the Mysterious Phenomena of the Night Sky. And it's opened up to a page I'm going to share.
It's not a cookbook. Boop.
How old does it taste?
Don't let Bruno lick it. There will be no book left.
So Bruno can read this one out.
All right. In this 2,302nd year of our empire.
200 years. 210 years ago.
I say supernumerately. on the night of the ill-omen Hexenstag, Morslieb did shine with a green and unnatural light, and its shape as it bore a grinning countenance of most horrible appearance.
Well, it sounds like the Schaffenfest.
Right? Stupid moon just winking at me. Let's see. The heavens were filled with a great number of shooting stars, and some of these did seem to fall upon the ground, which under their assault. Again, during the night of Gehusenstag, Morslieb was dominant in the sky, and the firmament, that was a big word, was crisscrossed with tracery of shooting stars. Shooting stars is a sign of Sigmar, so that should be good, right?
Yeah. Probably.
But not if it's with the Chaos Moon.
No, not a Chaos Moon, no. Being forewarned by the earlier events of Hexenstag, I was able to trace the course of a particularly large shooting star, which seemed to issue for Morslieb itself. Why did I stumble over that one? I don't know. According to my calculations, the star must have fallen to Earth in the uplands of Tablakland, near the headwaters of the river Narn. That's where we were before.
No, we were in the Crick Narn. It's probably adjacent to it, though. Maybe they lead into the same lake or something.
Doesn't a creek become a river just if it's wide enough?
Just around the river bend, yeah.
I'm thinking that, this is what caused the Devil's Bowl.
Hmm.
Oh! I see what you're saying.
So this is why the madness started.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where did it go?
To the castle.
We have to remove it.
By the journal.
That makes a lot of sense.
What about the third book?
It's a cookbook.
Bruno can't read this book.
Can Lockie?
Oh, wait. It's not a cookbook. Bruno would definitely know how to read a cookbook.
Lucky can read this book because it is written in language magical.
Can Jerry read it?
No, Jerry's a doctor.
Oh, okay. All right. Lucky will read it. I just won't tell anyone.
Not the witch doctor.
It's called True Omens and Prophecies of the Seer Unserfrau.
Oh! Guys, this is magic. This is like a magic book.
Ooh.
It's actually like written in magic.
Do you have to look at it a certain distance away so that a picture pops out?
No.
Those aren't real.
But you have to add like EY to the end of every word. So it's like, oh, magic A, ooh, yay. And that means meatballs. So I was like, oh.
I don't even know where that one was going or coming from.
No idea.
So,
it's just a little red filter you have to like put over the top of it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's actually special goggles you can put on and you can like kind of really tactically zoom in on it. But this calls for wisdom. The time shall come when the enemies of chaos shall relax their guard. Looking out from their fortress, they shall pay no heed to the shadow at their backs. Then the great mutator, no, sorry, then shall the great mutator cause the warped moon to awaken, and the beloved of Mor shall clear his throat and spit upon the Empire. I'm pretty tight with Mor. I don't think I would spit on the Empire. I'd spit in a bottle, but, and where his spittle doth fall, there shall the weak fear to treed. But the possessor of the spittle shall wield great power.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is like written for you.
Yeah, pretty much. I spit on things or in things a lot, and I also wield power.
Don't you have a bottle of spit?
I have a lot of bottles with spit in them, yes.
Maybe this is talking about you.
I'm not a great mutator, though.
No, but you will wield great power. That is good. Because you are the possessor of the spittle.
I do know death magic, which is like Mor's magic. It's like we're super tight.
Mm-hmm.
Because that whole time I died, but then I didn't. So like,
what? Yes. How old does this one taste?
This one doesn't have a date. You know, the first one was just over 100 years old. The other one was over 200 years old. This one's
process of elimination.
This
300 years old.
It tastes really bland. There's almost no flavor left, so it's probably older than the other ones.
Trail's gone cold. Yeah. I understand.
Yep. So that's how old is the Empire?
2512 years old.
That's a lot more than 100. Just so everyone knows. I'm not
the current year is 2512 IC, which is Imperial calendar.
Hmm.
Oh, they measure from the founding
of the Empire.
They were all like 2408 or 2450. Okay, all right, yeah. So, listen, man, obviously spit is powerful. I've known that for a long time, which is why I spit in your wounds all the time. And that's why you get healed so good.
Yes.
So, everything tracks here.
I thought that it was your payment.
No, no one's ever paid me for my services.
Do you want me to spit in your wound? Sometime if you ever get wounded.
It only seems you're fair.
I'm not really trained in medicine nor a doctor. I don't know if you've been to school or college or not, but I've been to a couple probably.
No. I was only trained as a soldier.
This was talking about the great mutator, though. And I don't know if I'd trust your spit if you are the, you know, forewarned great mutator.
No.
I don't want to be mutated.
That's not what I'm saying. It says.
Yeah.
No, I think the great mutator and the beloved of Mor are two different people.
Oh.
Because it says, then shall the great mutator cause the warped moon to awaken, and the beloved of Mor, which would be me probably,
okay,
shall clear his throat and spit upon the Empire.
Oh.
I think in idiom it's saying the denizens of chaos, the enemies of the Empire.
Oh, yeah.
Who became mutated from Mor's lib.
Sounds gross. Yeah. I don't. So Franz and the other rain.
Yep. The other rain.
Okay. Yeah. So this is a lot, man.
They harvested this morsel of spit, the meteorite, and put it in the castle. Then they could still be using it. Well, to make more denizens of chaos.
They probably are, and that all of those soldiers that we ran into that were guards for the Wittgensteins, I mean, they weren't undead. They were still living and breathing. They just were dead.
Oh.
And that's where we go.
So if they have a whole chunk of this, if the Chaos Moon could do that to Rain and all those people just from being in the sky, probably 10, 15 miles away. Like, just imagine having like a little tiny moon chunk like in a castle, what that would do.
Yes, I feel like any amount, no matter how small, would be significant.
Yeah, it normally is. Yeah. I would think.
So like a meteorite of this. This is bad news.
We used to go find little like kind of scraps of you know, glowing green stuff in the woods, and weird stuff would happen. I can't imagine more than just having speckles of it.
Nina, this is wonderful news. Now we know where all of them are.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Imagine how many there will be.
We
probably at least three.
Kill them all. So should we check out some of these doors before we go?
I don't know if doors have ever been our friend before, but we could.
I heard tell of goblins somewhere around.
Goblins. All right. I see Bruno headed over to a door. Everybody got it dragged down here.
I've gotten my axes out.
Yep, Mina's got sword and shield.
Lucky has staff and duck.
I got my gun.
So oh, don't mind me, it's door. Just my staff and duck. You got it from a temp agency.
Alrighty, so you open up and there's a short corridor leading to a small rectangular room with an old, like, threadbare rug and a few bookshelves.
Oh, more books.
I'm kind of tapped out for books today.
All right, I'm going to go look at a different door. Bruno, go to the next one over to the left. Books.
All right. If there's anything
the door seems unlocked.
We'll sharpen our axes over in these other rooms. Yeah. You guys can research.
It's really similar. Like,
tell me if you find a kitchen.
I'm going to just continue going counterclockwise until I find something killing. Worth killing.
I don't know that we will find anything living down here.
Every time you open a door, it's pretty much the same. Sometimes the bookshelves are arranged a little bit differently, but otherwise you got that central rug and then shelves of books.
These people loved rugs.
And books.
Rugs and books and rugs and books and rugs and books.
I mean... You go through all six and you see it's all the same.
Frustrated, I go back to the main room and I roar and pound the table trying to break it in half.
It's a pretty sturdy table.
I keep pounding.
I was pretty certain.
Did the goblins come?
No, I told them that they were going to be like probably undead and stuff in here because we saw so much earlier.
Oh. Right. Like, well, I'm sure the goblins will be here once the sun falls.
Who has a secret room with no like monsters or things?
Well, it was locked.
Right, but like...
I usually don't have monsters in my rooms.
You have one.
Let's...
Can we make a perception check to, like, check these rooms?
You can if you want to spend a decent amount of time here looking through. A lot of the books are in classical or language magic. Nobody can read classical. Only Lucky can read language magic. Every once in a while, you can find one that's written in Bretonian or Tillian or even some Reichspiel. People can help with that, but if you want to spend an hour, there's a chance you can find something potentially useful.
I think we will. It's dark. We're not leaving tonight because we're not going to try to float down the river in the dark.
No way.
And
honestly, if we don't let Mammoth kill some goblins, he's going to be very upset, and I don't want to anger him.
So if you see any books, like while you're looking around, that like look like this, they have like the magical squiggle biggles, and they all use squiggle sticks.
All of these squiggle biggles look the same to me.
Right, but they're not. Just look for one that smells like brimstone.
Look, kinda. This looks like a mountain, and this looks like a lake. It's.
I mean, it doesn't go through books.
No. You read it from right to left.
I don't know my right and left. Oh, no, I would.
Yeah.
I'm ambidextrous, so I think I have to know that.
So who takes a look through the books?
I will.
I also will.
I will be on the lookout for magical squiggle biggles.
I'll mark the ones that you've already read. So and then every time he puts one to the side, I chop it in half.
Wait, Nina helping look through the books? I didn't.
Yeah.
Let me know what you meant. Okay. So you spend about an hour looking through this stuff. And after that time, Lucky does come across a grimoire.
Hell yeah!
With
18 spells.
Push.
It has a single spell in it?
Yes.
One spell?
It's like a grimoire, a digest grimoire.
Oh, it's like highlights for kid wizards.
Yeah.
All right.
It has a spell push.
Okay.
Arcane spell.
There's a huge foreword and a lot of fluff articles in it.
References and acknowledgements.
Every page is illuminated, the first letter, so it takes up a huge space and a lot of it's wasted.
What does push do?
Probably like a force push.
It tells me. I'm reading it. What does it do?
Don't know off the top of my head.
You look like you're done with that one. You want me to put it in the done pile?
No. Actually, this one's actually pretty interesting. It can help me push, which, as we all know, does something.
My PDF.
Does Lucky actually know magic?
He's a doctor.
It's Jerry.
Is it?
Does Jerry know magic?
Casting
does Jerry
12.
Know magic?
Casting number 12?
That's already doubled for being in the
grimoire. Oh, you've already doubled. Yes. Okay, I was like, 24? That's flat!
Casting number 12, range you, target you.
What?
Duration instant, which is kind of interesting.
Uh-huh.
So I guess it's not like a force push. All living creatures within willpower bonus yards are pushed back by your willpower bonus in yards and gain the prone condition. If this brings them into contact with a wall or other large obstacle, they take damage equal to the distance traveled in yards. For every 2 success levels, you may push creatures back another willpower bonus in yards.
I can make people fall sideways?
So it is like a force push just in all directions out from you.
Oh my gosh. Lucky, I can strategically place myself with my sword out and then you can push. And then they will just see that shit come up themselves.
That's true, as long as we can get them to stand still for 18 rounds while I channel enough magic to pull that off. Yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Death is a lot.
Pretty cool spell, though.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's go find some goblins for Mammoth to kill.
Do you want
me? Even if we don't find any goblins here, we at least know where the rest of the mutants are holed up.
Yeah, I mean, Mammoth, this is probably the biggest find for you, probably we've ever had.
That's why I'm here.
So.
Up the ladder again.
Yep, I'm going to go last. God. Bruno goes last.
I'm going to jump out. I'll just go reverse what I did the first time.
Just going to box
jump out. Just going to jump up 10 feet.
Yeah.
Jump up and grab the ladder.
What happens?
No, jump out. Just rewind the tape.
All right, Bruno. You're going up last.
Yeah, bud.
Bye.
I want you to make an easy climb check to represent the chances of this ladder breaking.
That's actually pretty fair. You're a good GM.
Because it's not affecting you?
No, just legitimately, like, it shouldn't be a risk, but there is. So an easy... No, I think that's very adequate.
Easy plus 40. You don't remember.
So easy is plus 40. Right?
And this is why.
It starts like that.
This is why it's fair.
Climb... My climb is not bad because my strength is decent.
I figured give him a 70-something percent chance.
That's a 40. So I needed to roll at least under an 80.
Mm-hmm.
You had an 80% chance?
I rolled an 87.
Oh, wow.
Survey says.
Of course you did.
Remember the time Bruno climbed up half a ladder, then fell off, and then bounced back up?
All right, so before you want to decide if you want to reroll or anything, I'm going to give a chance here. Doesn't make sense to me that it would break for the first third of the way up.
No, so, I could definitely see it just collapsing in the middle.
So I'm going to roll to see if how far up you got. Is it 2 yards or 3 yards up when it broke?
That's all right. That's it's both life and death.
I rolled something. We'll find out how far Bruno falls next episode.
My goodness.
I love fall damage.
Thanks so much for
for listening. If you've enjoyed this, check out all of our other great stuff over at the network. For example, dropping Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2E actual play podcast. Join us as we start off with the Extinction Curse and navigate the world as members of a traveling circus. Also on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Oh Yeah, the Power Phase, a battle report stream live from Bearded Dragon Games, where we go head-to-head playing Marvel Crisis Protocol.
Every Wednesday is Patreon Day over at patreon.com/professionalcasual. Every week on the Patreon, you will get new vlogs, bonus content, and a whole slew of other great stuff.
Next up on Thursdays, we have a Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure, our Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay 4th Edition actual play, where we're playing Through the Enemy Within, widely considered one of the greatest campaigns of all time. If actual plays aren't your jam for roleplaying entertainment, on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern, we have the Grim Stream of Perilous Lore, where I will be streaming at our Twitch, talking about the lore of the old world of Warhammer.
Every Friday, get ready, big chuckers, because Elite 8 Showdown is out both as a podcast and on YouTube, where we take a 8 subject bracket that can be about anything and everything, pit them against each other, and fight them to the death.
And you can always hop on over to any of our social media sites and check us out there and get in touch with us if you need to. Over on Twitter, we're at Top Tier Casual. Instagram and Gmail are both The Professional Casual. And then on Facebook and our website, it's Professional Casual.